Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
In less than
52 hours, Bill's Mafia.
From here, we'll join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest
tailgate party
in the history of
Bill's Mafia. Bill's Mafia.
And that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is
17th of January.
And you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from
MVP conversations, fourth down discussions, or Patrick Mahomes.
But from
purgatory of another divisional round loss.
We're fighting for our right to live.
In the playoffs.
To exist. Should we win the day?
17th of January.
Will no longer be known as
a random football Friday.
But as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on.
We're going to the AFC Championship game.
Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Yeah. Bill Pullman nailed it. I mean,
he really did.
He really nailed it there. He nailed
Josh nailed it too.
I love Bill Pullman. Big fan of the Bills. Didn't know that. That's the original audio from Independence Day.
What a film.
That does not hold up.
What a job there.
Of all the films, of all the movies of all time that do not hold
up. Doesn't hold up?
Does not hold up.
Come on.
When was the last time you
saw it? Will Smith punches an alien. Welcome to Earth.
I know. So bad.
Hey,
good morning. Independence Day. We're looking for, you know, inspirational speeches.
I thought you were kidding. He is a Bills fan?
I have no idea.
I just looked at Bill Pullman's Wikipedia page under personal life. It says he is an avid Buffalo Bills fan.
Listen.
Yeah, it says that.
Last minute.
Unless you, Josh, just edited that in because of, or somebody did. It says he's an avid Buffalo Bills fan.
Well, if the Bills win and the Texans also win and we're here next week, Bill Pullman, legend of the game, who says no? Give a speech. Come on, Bill.
I am so in to that.
It's Football Friday. Good morning. You can join us. We're on our Facebook page. You can watch us on Facebook. That's brought to you by Taquito Lindo of Williamsville, which has wonderful Mexican food. It makes me want like Mexican. I would eat Mexican right now. Right now.
I'm doing this this whole 30 thing where I can't eat like any processed food.
Sounds like a ton of fun.
It's you know, it's not as bad as you think.
Yeah.
There's more like Mexican food is what I'm, because I can eat like spices and seasonings and whatnot. So like, I'm doing variations of that a lot. So I'm very much like taco sounds amazing right now.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Bill Pullman was on the cover of a magazine wearing a Bills hoodie.
Look,
he's done
this.
A lot of interviews about it.
Perfect.
He's referred to himself as Bills Pullman.
Get out of here with that. You can't stop right now. You are absolutely
Bills Pullman.
I'm such a big Bills fan. I refer to myself as
Bills Pullman. Let's go.
Every person named Bill can do
that.
Yeah,
he did the Rich Eisen show a couple years ago talking about Bills Mafia. That just is a complete coincidence, right?
Who will be the surprise person in the stands for this game? There's a question for you, right? Ooh. Fitz, the moment he becomes that legend with his shirt off against the Patriots, who is it this time? Will there be a sneaky someone in the stands?
It's tough because of how cold it's going to be. Right?
That's what makes it so cool.
Unless you're saying in the stands, not like in like a suite maybe or something.
Yeah.
It's the most famous person we could see doing it. Like Fitz is the guy. Like who's the other even former Bill that right. You like? Kyle Orton's in the crowd.
Kyle Orton.
He's just there. Nobody knows why. He just wanted to see the game.
Chris Berman on the sidelines.
Peyton Manning. Isn't Peyton Manning's son a Bills fan or a Josh Allen fan?
He's a Josh fan, yeah.
Like Peyton Manning up in the stands? Maybe that could be it.
803-0550. Football Friday, chance to check in with us, your vibe, your feeling. The thing about, you know, this time of year, we're so used to this now, the divisional round, where the thing I could tell you I'm the most afraid of this game, you'll get it. I'm afraid of another offseason being the exact same.
Mm-hmm.
The exact same conversation we've had every year. I'm afraid of coming in Monday and having a conversation about, guys, Sean McDermott can only get him so far, and having that conversation for a full year until we get back to this spot. Because the fact that the Bills have ended their seasons right here again and again and again, it means we wait a full year to find out if they ever do it again, if they do better.
Mm-hmm.
And if they win this game, all right, AFC Championship game, even if they were to lose to Kansas City, that would still be a step forward. It would feel like a step forward. It would also be losing to the Chiefs again, so that would be tough.
It would be the same path you took in 2020.
That's right.
You beat the Ravens at home to go lose at Kansas City the next week after that.
To not have Josh Allen in a second AFC Championship game this far into his career is nuts. Yeah. A guy this good, flat out, has to be there. So if they fall short, there will be a couple different directions this could take. We might all agree that they don't have the better roster. And if that's the case, yep, then you need the coach to overcome that. You need the coaches to overcome that. Brady?
Or the quarterback.
Sure.
Like, Allen could just be so amazing on Sunday.
He's going to have to be amazing with Brady being amazing, too.
Yes,
that's the other thing about this. They don't just have, you know, an offense chock full of amazing playmakers where it's like, who do you stop? I know we talk about them that way from time to time, but I don't know. Baltimore, I saw it said another way. Baltimore doesn't have to double anybody in this game. You know, but there has been a lot of conversation about, well, when you don't know who to cover, that you don't know where the ball's going. If they had to double someone, that would be better. That would be better. More attention paid to the receiver out on the left means one less guy to spy Josh with or one less rusher to send. They probably feel like they don't have to double anybody. And, okay, can the Bills win like that? They couldn't win like that in weeks 4 and 5 against the Ravens and the Texans, but they've been winning a lot otherwise. So I need Joe Brady in his bag. I need Joe Brady to have the right formula, and I got to have Bobby Babich and Sean McDermott. The Bills have to have the better coaching performance in this game. And if they don't, they'll lose to, you know, a Super Bowl winning coach and an MVP possible quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lot of shame in that?
I mean, there shouldn't be, but
there's two sides.
Is there shame in that when your quarterback is also that, and it's again the third time in a row that you'll be losing at home in the same round to a different one of these MVP level quarterbacks?
At least you're not losing to bums, I guess, is like the way to spin that.
I guess, but like,
you know, you're not beating great quarterbacks, but you're not losing to bums, and that's whether you want to call it a level of purgatory or, you know, I'm sure Monday morning 6:34. Guys, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Like, book it. Those words will be spoken if they lose. So, I don't know. I wonder if they fall short where we land on the offseason, if it's about
Well,
just stay the course because they made a transition, and in their transition year, they were 13-4.
Isn't that what we're going to hear from the team?
Yeah,
they if they lose, isn't what we're going to hear from Bean and McDermott? Like, listen, this was supposed to be a transition year. We feel like we achieved our goals.
Yeah,
and that might not be that might be met with resistance, but
they might not say it that plainly.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be disappointed. They'll be, you know, probably devastated. They're one of the favorites. They could win it. They're definitely good enough to win the Super Bowl, but it'll be a little bit like, all right, well, now it's time to the objective becomes time to find some great players, whether that's draft and develop,
not just good.
Yeah, it's time to find a couple more great players to help Josh Allen. And the NFL's top 100 list this year, Allen's on the top 100. And
Dawkins
on the top 100. Is that it? Those are their two Pro Bowlers. James Cook might get some love next year.
You know, we had that conversation before the year, and like, who could get on that list next year? Has anybody
Bernard?
Additional? Like, no.
Benford's on that list next year. Probably.
I don't think he's getting the reputation. He's not getting the love like that. Like, I think from the really smart analysts that are diving in on film and looking at the data know how good Benford is, but I don't think the collective does.
No.
Same thing maybe with like Spencer Brown.
Yeah, okay.
Like Spencer Brown, maybe. Spencer Brown's got some better pass blocking numbers and run blocking numbers on the season than Deion Dawkins does. He didn't lose a rep against Denver. And like, same thing, he's kind of like Benford. There are some out there, like Lane Johnson, this was this last week, right? Like, he named Brown like his most underrated lineman in the league. So there's some love out there, but like the collective is not putting Spencer Brown or Christian Benford as one of the 100 best players in football. And those are, like, right now, I feel like those might be the two. Like, your next best players at what they do behind Allen and Dawkins. And that's pretty good, but is that as good as what the Ravens have? Because the Ravens have guys that are, like, the best at what they do at, like, 6 different positions, maybe? 7 different positions?
Yep.
So, like, their roster is at least more top-heavy. The Bills don't have a lot of holes, I would say, right now, but how much is it gonna matter that you don't have a lot of like superstars after Josh Allen? You hope it doesn't matter. That you can win the Super Bowl with just Allen and then a bunch of really good guys, and that's all you need.
803-0550. We'll get some phone calls in here as we chat with you about Bills Ravens, and we will shortly remember some Ravens. Chris on a cell. Hey Chris, good morning.
Hey Jeremy. Hey guys. So I think this game we all feel is a coin flip, and I think it's going to come down, there's no question in my mind, to coaching. And I believe it's on our defensive side of the ball. Offensively, I think we played really well. If he, and I know he does this, if he plays a bend but don't break against Jackson and Henry and company, and he does what he did against the Cincinnati Bengals 2 years ago, sat back, and didn't want to give up a big play, we're going to get eaten alive. If we play like we get against Detroit in the first half of that game, I haven't seen the defense play that way in years against a really good team. We've got to go and take it. They're not going to give it to us. They're not going to make a mistake. This team is too good. It comes down to coaching. I'm 100% convinced of that. Thoughts?
Thanks, Chris. I they're going to be some bend but don't break. They have to be a little bit, but maybe with Zay Flowers out, a little less. And if they want to come, you know, put it this way. If they sell out to stop the run, and they do, and they get hit over the top for 3 60-yard touchdowns, or you'd be like, well, hey, whatever, they didn't bend but don't break. You know, they just got hit over the top. I don't know. The thing about that Bengals game I always want to point out, what did that have in common with the Ravens game from week 4 this year? What did it have in common? Your offense didn't show up. You can't get blown out unless your offense doesn't show up. And they lost the game 27-10 at home. Why? Their offense didn't show up. Their defense got beat, and that's a lot of the headlines, but their offense was absent.
Mm-hmm.
Allen threw no touchdowns and threw a pick, targeting Cole Beasley on that play.
Yeah.
We're watching these old Bills highlights, and it's a little bit of the everybody eats conversation. These passes, like, oh, look, there's Jamison Crowder dropping a pass. Oh, mm-hmm. Look, here's Isaiah McKenzie out there. And what the Bills have in their passing arsenal now is, I think, better depth of weapons.
Yeah.
Anybody disputes that.
2 through 5
It's way better.
Or even six is so much better.
Than it used to be.
Than it was. Like what's Curtis Samuel, if you were going to just write out their depth chart right now, what's Curtis Samuel at receiver?
Yeah, like five.
Is he five?
Yeah. And on these teams, he would have been 1B.
He made that play last week and led them in receiving. Who's five on this team that they played against the Ravens in 2022? Crowder's three. It's not him. Who's five? Is five like, name whoever the special teamer was. And Jake Kumerow, maybe? Like, Kumerow made a couple plays for the Bills over the years. He was not running that crossing pattern that Samuel did and then running away from Patrick Surtain while breaking a tackle into the end zone.
Yeah.
Like, that guy was the number three receiver on the Commanders last year. Like, you're a three on a team is now your five. Like, that speaks to their depth. Their one is not as good. Like,
right, for sure.
Like, I would love to have, for this matchup, the way the Ravens kind of present a weakness on the outside, I'd love to have a prime Stephon Diggs. Like, I think this could be a game where you would love a guy like that. But, like I said, I don't think they might not need it. They might be able to get away with Cooper on the outside, Coleman on the outside. Chris Brown talked about the linebackers. Roquan Smith hasn't had the greatest year in coverage, so you can attack him with running backs and tight ends. Like, it feels like there should be enough without having the prime Diggs-level receiver to get the Ravens anyway.
Yeah, and that, you know, as we, like, forecast what will be the offseason, I know for me it will be, when you're talking about finding great players, I still don't believe that what they have right now is, like, the long-term best idea. The idea, it kind of has been the whole time. Have an amazing guy out there and have him surrounded by depth that's great, too. Get as many good weapons as possible. And for a long time, they just ignored the depth. And now they have that. So hopefully they can use it. 803-0550. Game's a coin toss. I have a coin.
I would not flip that right now.
Why not?
I just
started, let's find out.
I don't know.
Game's
no,
coin
no,
toss.
I don't want it. If it goes the other way.
You're afraid of a coin toss? You're afraid of this coin toss?
It can't go well for you no matter what. Because if it pops up Ravens and the Ravens win, you're going to get yelled at for it. And if it pops up Bills, then you're going to be called a jinx for the next 48 hours.
Lucky for me, I'm a rational person that doesn't believe in that nonsense.
People don't want
it. Let's just find
out. I'm just telling you that the people don't want the coin to be flipped.
Twitter poll.
Put a poll up. Should Jeremy flip the coin? I wouldn't vote. I would vote no. You should
make
not
the options.
The coin.
No, I'm afraid of the coin toss.
Yeah.
Or, of course, why not? Let's do it. It's not even a real coin. It looks like it's some sort of it's a token. It says Super Patient Award on one side, and the other side has like a sun on it. So not even a real coin. Okay. I don't know whose it is.
Well,
right
it is a real coin. It's just not like
yes,
U.S.
It's
currency.
Not, that's right. It's not. It's you can't buy goods and services.
Bill Pullman is from Hornell, by the way.
Ah.
Hornell, New York. So he's kind of local.
Good.
Which speaks to why he's a Bills fan.
803-0550. Butch on the east side. Hey, Butch, what's up?
Good morning, guys, and thanks so much for taking my call. I love WG. I love WG and the fans. I definitely love you. Let's get right to this. I'm in my Dennis Green voice. They are who we thought they were. And if you want to crown them, crown them. I'm not going to tiptoe in my own house. Jeremy, Joe, you guys got homes. You know for a fact you do not tiptoe in your own house. You let your hair down, do what the hell you want to do. My thing is like this. The Buffalo Bills are playing at home. We don't have nothing to lose. This is it. You come and play aggressive. You do not tiptoe. You don't worry about what the heck they run with 22 or number 8. It doesn't make a difference. I want our coach, and this is what our coach has done in the past. He has tiptoed and played scared and tried to outcoach another coach instead of let his players outplay the other team players. Let the coach get out the way. I want our offense to be aggressive. I want more no huddle. I want up tempo. I want to catch them with the same personnel on the field so we can score. We got a big-arm quarterback from Wyoming. Why do we get a big-arm quarterback from Wyoming? Because he can throw to the wind. The snow that's out there now, he can throw to it. Use what he does best. That's one. Defensively, be aggressive on defense. Blitz him. Get after him. Run a 5-2-4 on a 5 defensive lineman, 2 linebackers and 4 defense back and blitz him. What the heck we got to lose? Play him. Now, last but not least, and this is to us, Jeremy, Joe, fans of my nature. I'm from the old school. I don't know, Joe and Jeremy, when you were young, how y'all parents did you when it was winter. But we used to take the bags that we got from the supermarket. And we put our nice socks on and put our bags on in double time and put them in our boots. I'm telling everybody now, we use that trick. Mm-hmm. Your feet will stay nice and toasty and warm. You won't catch cold and none of that. But I love you guys, and thanks again for taking my call. And you guys take care and have a great show as you do.
Thanks, Butch. Yeah, a lot of people swear by the plastic bag as a way to keep feet warm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Neoprene boots. That's my mode. Muck boots. I wore them today. I got them here.
You wore them today?
Yeah. Which means I'm currently, I'm doing the show without my boots on. I took them off. But these are I wore my muck boots today.
Yeah. I mean, it's not snowing right now.
No, but if you're ever going to maybe walk through snow, they're great. It's fully neoprened, like halfway up the shin.
They're not very fashionable, I'll say that, though.
You know, yeah, they're. It looks like I'm about to wade into a swamp.
Yes, and, yeah. It looks like you're going. It looks like you're going fly fishing.
Right. Oh, look, there's a duck. Yeah. I've never hunted duck. You probably don't do that. My dog would love to go hunting ducks. I'm positive he would love to do that sometime.
I feel like he would be good at it too.
He'd be very good at it.
I like Bulldog's tweet from just now. Pretty sure by the time 6:30 Sunday rolls around, the Ravens offensive linemen will all be 400 pounds and Derrick Henry will be 7 feet tall and run a 4-second 40-yard dash.
He's not wrong. It is definitely, I don't want to use like the four letter P word, but it's like fear P O whatever.
Like, the legend of these people are...
So, it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yes, is there? I would agree with that. I think that is definitely happening. You, if you watched if you watched coverage of this game this week, you'd think, man, the Ravens are undefeated this year, huh?
It's like
the Ravens.
Yeah, it's the Monstars showing up, and we're the Looney Tunes.
The Ravens haven't even punted this year. Can you believe it? They haven't even punted. Wow.
Looney Tunes won that game, by the way.
Who did?
Looney Tunes.
They beat the Monstars?
I think they won. And, you know, it fits perfectly because Josh Allen can be your Michael Jordan.
Well, the good news is this threat of me flipping the coin has at least distracted some of you from the fear of Derrick Henry.
Some people have tweeted that they've turned the radio off.
They're like, so afraid of this coin.
You are causing people to turn the station off because you're of the threat of you flipping this coin.
Oh, I've been doing that for 20 years, so... What else is new? 803-0550, we'll get a break in. Maybe I flipped the coin. Just because you turn the station off doesn't mean the coin doesn't get flipped.
That is such a threat.
Maybe I'll flip the coin. Maybe I'll do it. It's Schrodinger's coin over here. Whether or not you know that it was flipped doesn't change that it might be flipped. I might flip this coin.
I'm going to stick my fingers in my ears and go, la, 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 nothing. I don't want it.
I'll leave.
He'll quit.
You can run your own show.
What amounts to a laundry token would say A or B, and you're like, I can't handle that, man.
So I can't do it. I've the dog that like hits the ball down the stairs and it goes into one of the baskets? Yes. One has Bill's logo.
I did see that.
I flip right past that this week. Oh. I don't want to be mad at that dog.
I know who that dog picked. I watched that dog hit basketballs into a laundry basket. You don't want to know?
It's a corgi, right? That doesn't. Yeah. I don't want to know who that
a corgi that shoots basketballs downstairs into nets. I know who that corgi picked to win this game.
Yeah, I don't want to know it.
I can't even tell you that.
Nope. You can tell me who Jason McCourty picks to win the game, but I don't want to know who the corgi picked.
All right, break time. More of your phone calls, 803-0550. It's a pretty intense Football Friday here on WGR. Somebody sent in the No Country for Old Men coin flip, which is a pretty intense scene.
Yeah, jeez.
I haven't watched that movie.
Pretty intense movie.
Yes, very intense movie. Hey, it's Jeremy and Joe. My computer shut down. I got to turn this back on so I can jump back on the Facebook page with our live stream of our Football Friday. Football Friday here on WGR is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
And our special Facebook Live is brought to you by Taquito Lindo Williamsville. Experience Mexico in the 716. Where we got a lot of comments too, as well. And you got about 50-50 on the coin flip.
Oh, look at that. It's 50-50, huh?
Yeah, some. should we flip the coin to see if you should flip the coin for Bills Ravens?
803-0550 to join us. Former Jaguars and Raiders head coach, I don't know if you saw this, Jack Del Rio, has been named the head coach of the Paris Musketeers of the European League of Football.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a real
Let me send out a breaking sports text. Jack Del Rio coaching the Paris Musketeers.
I'll admit, I did know this league existed because a guy that I played at high school with plays for, I think, the Vienna Vikings of Austria.
Okay.
So there is a European Football League.
Vikings in Austria. Did they relocate? Or I mean,
from were they the Stockholm Vikings before that?
They got moved. All right, 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to get a pick in.
One other thing about the Ravens that is true of Harbaugh maybe more than the Ravens, and this is how they lost a couple of their games earlier in the year. John Harbaugh has blown the most double-digit leads in the fourth quarter of any coach since 1991. He's done it 9 times. And there were, I think, 2 this season that he did it. So that it was the Raider game and the Bills, I mean, 3 years ago when they beat them in Baltimore. That's not the fourth quarter, but they're up 20-3. Like, there's this weird thing about the Ravens, and it was true a little bit this year in the beginning, where they just can't hold on to a lead, which you would think makes no sense, though, because of Jackson and their ability to run the ball. Even before they got Henry, they were a great running team. But they do blow leads, and their kicker stinks.
Yeah, you were going to get into some of the numbers on that earlier, right? Like, who's had a worse season, Tyler Bass or Justin Tucker?
I mean, they've had 2 of the worst seasons in the NFL when it comes to field goal percentage. Bass actually has been worse when it comes to extra point percentage. So Bass on the season is 92% on extra points, which is one of the worst marks in the league. He is 84% though on field goals. Justin Tucker is 73% on field goals. So think about that. As bad as you think Tyler Bass has been this year, he's 11 percentage points better than Tucker on straight-up field goals. And Tucker, another thing that is easily forgotten about that Taron Johnson pick six game in the playoffs, is Tucker missed like three kicks in that game.
Really?
And that was good Tucker. And it was windy that day, and he could, so that obviously played into it, but he could not hit a kick. And that was very rare for him back then. But now he's just bad.
CJ in Buffalo is up next. Hey, CJ.
Hey, good morning, guys. So maybe I'm just sitting on the island by myself, but the Ravens don't scare me. I respect them. I think they're a phenomenal team, and I do believe styles make fights, and I'm more afraid of them if I had to be afraid of anybody than KC, just because of their style. And Derrick Henry in the backfield, us having a smaller defense compared to that mammoth they got in the backfield. But when it comes to their team, I think we got their best punch in week four, only because of their situation, that they were, it's week four, so maybe 1-2, 1-3, one of those.
They were 1-2, yeah.
I think we got their best punch. And if that's your best punch and you didn't get our best at all, I can see this being a very close game, and it comes down to situational coaching, which usually, other than last year with the defensive injuries, gets us kicked from the playoffs. It's not Josh Allen. It's usually, why would you do this in this situation or in the first matchup with the Chiefs? You know, we wanted Sean McDermott to go for it on fourth downs. You can't leave points on the field. Don't kick field goals. Go for it. And over the years, one thing I can say about Sean McDermott, he learns from losses. I can say that, you know, even with the Hail Marys or the Murray Hail Mary, and then it goes to, I think we played the Chargers, did it again. And then in the Colts that same season, you know, another came down to another Hail Mary. Sean McDermott learns from his lessons, and I think we have a good offense, and it comes down to coaching. And we get their offensive coordinator to break what he wants to do like he did in the AFC Championship last year and not run the ball. I want him to throw. There's no Zay Flowers. I trust our pass rush to get him and contain. Make it a Lamar Jackson game. We've shown we can stop Lamar Jackson.
Well, not this year, you haven't. I mean, it's been a while since you've shown you can stop Lamar Jackson. When's the last time they did? The game in Baltimore when they fell behind 20-3 and then come back to win? Like, I'm not so sure I agree that the Bills have shown they can stop Lamar Jackson any more than, you know, a team that beat Josh Allen in 2019 has shown they can beat Josh Allen or 2020. I mean, this version of Lamar is the best version yet. 41 touchdowns, 4 picks. So I don't know. And I also think this Bills defense is maybe not as good against the pass as it has been in years past.
Right. Like, what would we say if the Bills had played the Bengals in the playoffs? What would we have said if we were hearing that the Bengals had showed they could beat Josh Allen or could stop Josh Allen?
Right.
Wouldn't we say it's ridiculous? You're not the same team.
Right.
Your defense is completely different. And maybe you'd say the Bills defense isn't completely different, but it's definitely different. And it's. Where did they rank that season where they kept him to 3 points in the playoffs? Don't you think they're probably top five though, or something around there? Like they were this year, they're middle of the pack. Like this is a down year.
You mean
for
the 2020 Bills defense when they held Lamar to three?
Yeah,
in the COVID year, the Taron Johnson pick six.
If I'm going back that far, if I'm even going back right to the 22 season when they held him in the second half, like those defenses, I would want to bet statistically were significantly better than
this. It's also, Lamar has a different offense, too. I mean, Todd Monken's the offensive coordinator. He's getting job interviews everywhere.
Right, and Greg Roman, I still to this day think he was just doing the wrong thing with him the whole time.
Looks like Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to join One Bills Live today at 1:30.
Nice.
He's the legend of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to say that the Bills, of course, can't win, but I don't know.
Or even stop Jackson. I wouldn't bet on it because they've done it, you know, 2 and 4 years ago.
803-0550. If they make it through to next week, the conversation's very different. Then it's Kelce and Marquise Brown and Xavier Worthy and Isaiah Pacheco. We're talking about the weapons at the disposal for Mahomes, who he does scramble more in the playoffs. Mahomes does. So does Allen. So does Jackson. Or I think I saw that Jackson doesn't. Jackson's the only one that doesn't scramble more in the playoffs than regular season. And he probably would be smart to do that. It's, you know, it's valuable for these guys. 803-0550. Should we remember some Ravens?
Yes. Yes.
Why not? It's part of our Friday tradition.
Remembering some
also,
Ravens.
We don't have any flyover radio because I don't think there's going to be a flyover. It's a little bit hard to do at night, a little different.
Because it's after sunset?
Yeah. It can be done, but sometimes you need like bigger clearances, and I'm learning myself. But it is time to do the dance again. It is time to ignore the scars of the last contest and pour ourselves into one frigid rematch.
Yeah.
It is time to remember some Baltimore Ravens.
The first names that come to mind for me are the crossover receivers. There's three receivers that were all good for the Bills that played for the Ravens.
John Brown.
Sammy Watkins.
Okay.
And Lee Evans.
You said good for the Ravens. I don't think Lee
good
was
for the Bills, I meant.
Okay,
sorry.
Good for the Bills, yeah. Lee had a drop in a playoff game in New England.
Tough a famous one.
Tough catch. Would have made a difference.
Yep.
Ricky Williams.
As a Raven?
Yes. That's my start. Willis McGahee. We tweeted this out in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got lots and lots of Ravens remembered. Carwell Gardner went to the Ravens.
Nice. How about Kyle Bowler?
Once threw a ball through the uprights from his knees at the 50. Cornell Brown. Michael Jackson. There's Lee Evans for you. Deion Sanders.
At the end.
Corey Graham.
All right.
Former Bill. Corey Graham.
Okay. How about tight end Todd Heap?
Who are some of their other tight ends they had over the years?
Dennis Pitta.
Yes.
Who was always injured. He was always such a good fantasy idea, and he just could not stay healthy. Dennis Pitta and...
Shannon Sharp,
right? They've had a lot of big names like towards the end. The running back has been more recent. Like Le'Veon Bell was on the Ravens, I think, a couple years ago.
Forgot about that.
Dallas
Clark played for the Ravens for a year.
Obviously, Ed Reed, who said something really provably wrong about Josh Allen yesterday.
Yeah, pressure him and he's bad.
Yeah.
Which is not true. Ed Reed did, in fact, say that. Was it Kay Adams' show?
Yeah,
just get pressure on him. He's bad. That's actually not close to true.
How about Tyrod Taylor?
Former Raven.
He's got a ring. Backup quarterback for a Super Bowl champion. What's some of the defense? The late, great Jacoby Jones. Great returner.
Yeah.
Who's some of the defensive players? Other than, you know, Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. Like
Terrell Suggs. Rod Woodson.
Yep. Haloti Ngata.
Mm-hmm.
Was really good for a really
Peter
long time.
Peter Boulware.
I do not know that one.
You know
one.
Peter Boulware?
Peter Boulware.
I think it was the Florida State. Terrell Suggs, Ray Lewis.
Jamal Lewis.
Chris McAllister.
That's a corner?
Yep. He was great.
Okay.
Chris McAllister.
Willis McGahee.
Yeah, Willis McGahee.
Another Bills crossover.
I'm going to get this name right now. There's a guy on the 2000 Ravens. Oh, I want this name so bad. Where is it? It's not Jermaine. Is it Jermaine Lewis? It might be Jermaine Lewis who I'm thinking of. Yes, kick returner Jermaine Lewis.
Someone else sent in Heisman-winning quarterback Troy Smith.
Kadri Ismail, Syracuse product. Kadri Ismail.
Okay.
Jamal Lewis, we say him. Travis Taylor.
Good.
Brandon Stokley.
How about Jim Leonard?
Former Bill. All right, that's it. We're running out of time. We have remembered some Ravens.
Priest Holmes was a Raven?
Yeah. When we get back... Sabres are home tonight. Want to try and guess the dog of the day? We got to do a dog of the day.
I have it too. I haven't looked.
Sabres
though, so
penguins.
Yep.
All right. Are you allowed to eat penguin in any part of the world?
Also, we got to tell you what happened to Evgeny Malkin's Stanley Cup rings when we come back because they were allegedly stolen.
Very, very fast. Okay, dog of the day from Sabres and Penguins tonight. It's going to be the kid dog.
It's called the Kennywood.
The Kennywood.
Do you know the reference?
Don't.
Okay, Kennywood potato patch style. So it's fries with bacon, cheese sauce, and fries.
On a hot dog?
On a hot dog.
Okay, into it. Evgeny Malkin's cup rings got stolen. What'd they do with them?
They were in his house still.
Amazing.
He might have just misplaced them.
Absolutely incredible.
I mean, I'm not saying he didn't get robbed, but or maybe he didn't, and he just... I don't know. His rings were in the house.
The hurly-burly Stanley Cup ring mover came in and moved his rings around.
Right.
All right. What else do we forget to get to?
The Ravens drafted a tight end 7 picks before they took Lamar Jackson in 2018.
They did do that. Wrapping up
funny.
Our Facebook feed, shout out Cliff making his students listen in Kentucky. Go Bills.
Yeah.
Teach those kids what's right.
That's a good teacher
right
there.
I like it. All right. There's going to be another afternoon. The afternoon show is doing a Facebook...
Yes.
Show as well. So Taquito Lindo will be bringing you the Facebook show 4 to 6 for the afternoon, guys. All right. See you at the hockey game tonight. and at the stadium on Sunday. Stay warm. Don't flip coins. Go Bills.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.